Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us. Today being Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, Tov Shin Pei, we'll say a short Dvar Torah related to the Parsha. The second Parsha is B'chukosai, which has in it the Toichacha. Toichacha means rebuke. We find this appears twice in the Torah, in Parshas B'chukosai, which we read now, and again in Parshas Kisavoi, which we read right before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nizal speaks about this topic of rebuke in several places, and he mentions the fact that Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach, when Hashem loves someone, Hashem reprimands the person, meaning that when we see ourselves sometimes receiving a measure of din from Hashem, suffering some type of suffering, pain, problem, we need to know that it's very possible that this is a display of Hashem's love towards us. It's Hashem pinching us to remind us of how much He loves us and how much He wants us to come close to Him. He wants us to move. And that's one aspect of this Toichacha, Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. Rabbi Nizal also says in chapter 30 in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal there also speaks about Toichacha, and he speaks about the tzaddikim who need to reprimand us at times, and sometimes it's even done in a form of bizoyon. Sometimes it comes out being insulting. And Rabbi Nizal says there that we need to judge the tzaddikim lekaf zchus favorably because of the fact that they suffer from us quite a bit. And the Gemara makes a statement in Baba Basra, Ein odom nitpas al tsaroi, that a person isn't responsible for what they say when they're in pain. There, Rabbi Nizal goes on to say that tzaddikim suffer from our averus, from the bad things we do, and they even suffer from some of our mitzvahs. He gives an example that when we are mispalel, when we pray, our prayers go to the tzaddikim, even though they're being directed to Hashem, but it's the tzaddikim whose function it is to put our prayers together, to package it, and to add whatever needs to be added to it, or to subtract whatever needs to be subtracted from it, in order for our prayers to go up and be effective, accomplish what they need to. And Rabbi Nizal says, unfortunately, most of us have many extraneous thoughts, especially during the time of tefillah. And these thoughts, when they come to the tzaddik, when our tefillah comes with these thoughts, it's a mishmash in a sense. And this causes a degree of suffering to the tzaddik, that he gets this whole mishmash, and he's got to work with it, and he's got to try to send it up. So Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, we should judge the tzaddikim favorably, that on those rare occasions when they rebuke us and it comes off in an insulting way, we shouldn't take it the wrong way. We should recognize that in a certain sense, if it's being done by a true tzaddik, and if it's being done properly, it's an act of love. It shows that the tzaddik cares about the person and that he really believes in that person. He believes that that person could do better. If we think that a person cannot do better, we don't try to improve them. When we try to improve a person, it's a sign that we really believe that that person has the ability to do better. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh na'ase b'Rosh Hashanah. What we spoke about here, based on Torah Vav and Likut Imran, about the Aleph, the upper part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, and the middle part that connects them, and the Keser, and the being silent, and the being embarrassed, the face changing colors, Zeh Na'aseh B'Rosh Hashanah. This is achieved on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz Chot Adam Rishon. That's the day on which Adam Rishon committed his sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, the same day he was created. Upogam bebechinas Adam. And in doing that sin, Adam Rishon was poigim in the level called Adam, the level defined as Adam. We know the Zohar HaKadosh mentions that throughout the Torah there are different terms used to refer to man. Ish, Adam, Enosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us which one is a higher level, which one is a lower level. And because of the fact that on the day that Adam HaRishon was created, which is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, on that day he was poigim in Adam, Therefore, we on Rosh Hashanah have to correct, have to be mesakin the Adam lo sheves al hakisei, which we spoke about in the previous year, the human image that sits on the throne. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah halavona miskaseboi, because Rosh Hashanah, being on Rosh Chodesh, is a time when the moon is hidden. On Rosh Chodesh, we only see the tiniest drop of the moon. We know the other holidays, Pesach, Sukkot, are on the 15th of the month when there's a full moon. Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday that comes out on Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is smallest. Ki ikar hatshuva lesakein b'chinas Adam, haynu b'chinas ha'alef, shehu b'chinas nekuda tachtoina, unekudu elyoina, v'avov shebetoich ha'alef, because the real tshuva, which is needed to perfect the Adam, meaning especially the aleph of Adam, which is the lower part, the upper part, and the vav in the middle, v'zeh b'chinas chama ulavana, which corresponds to the sun and the moon and the sky, the shamayim in the middle that unites them. K'mavur kol zeh b'mayim ranal, as all of this is explained in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, ki ikar hatshuva shiyenase yichud ben chama ulavana. Because the essence of our tshuva is all about bringing about a union between the sun and the moon. Ki kol hachatoim nimshochim mebechinas miyut hayareach. Because all of our sins date back to when Hashem diminished the light of the moon. Shehoyo al yidei shekitruga hayareach, which happened as a result of the moon coming and complaining to Hashem. Yefshir l'shnei melochim l'shtamesh b'keser echod. We cannot have two kings sharing one crown, meaning we can't have the sun and the moon being equal in light. And as a result, Hashem told the moon, fine, you become diminished. V'chol echod al yidei chatov goyrim miyut hayoreach. And each and every single Jew, with our sins, we cause a further diminishing of the light of the moon. V'chein lehefech, and so to the opposite. Al yidei ma'asim toivim u'tshuva, through every one of our good deeds, and through our tshuva, memalin pegimas halavona, we fill in what's lacking in the moon. Ki oisim yichud bein cham ulevana, because our mitzvahs bring about a union between the sun and the moon. These terms, the sun and the moon, also relate to kodshei barichu u'shchinte, Hashem and the Shekhinah. The moon always represents Malchus, which is synonymous with the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, as it reveals itself in this world. V'al kein ikar hatshuva hu lesakein uleyached b'chinas nekuda tachtoina, unekudu elyoina. And therefore, the main focus of our tshuva is to repair and to unify the lower part of the aleph and the upper part of the aleph. Kedei liyached chama ulevana, to bring together the sun and the moon. Shezehu ikar hatikun shel kol hachatoim. This is the real essence of what repairing all of our sins is all about on a spiritual level. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah, and this is exactly what Rosh Hashanah is. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah heim shnei roshim b'yachad, because on Rosh Hashanah there are two roshes that are coming together. Dahainu Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the year and the beginning of the month. V'heim b'chinas cham ulevana, and they represent the sun and the moon. Ki ikar hashanim heim lachama, because the year is defined by the solar cycle. Ve'ikar hachodoshim heim lalavona, and the months are defined by the lunar cycle. Ki hachama ein lo chodesh rak shona, because the sun does not experience any renewal only at the end of a year, an annual cycle. Ve'halavona ein lo shona, and the moon does not have any annual cycle, rak chodoshim, but rather on a monthly basis it's renewed. Kimuva b'sifrei hatchuna, as is brought in those books that teach about the solar system. U'b'Rosh Hashanah miskaptsim yachad shnei haroshim, Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh. And on Rosh Hashanah, these two roshes come together, the head of the year and the head of the month. Shein b'chinas cham ulevana, as we said. V'oz halavona niskasis. And on that day, on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh, the moon is covered up We don't see the moon just about. Ze b'chinas doim l'Hashem. This is the concept of being silent for Hashem. Ki be'emes hanekuda hatachtoino hi b'chinas dibur. Rav Nosson Zal says, because in truth, that bottom part of the Aleph represents speech. Ki hanekuda hatachtoino hi b'chinas malchus. Because that bottom part of the Aleph represents the sphere of Malchus, which is associated with the mouth. Shemishom ikra dibur, which is where speech comes from. Ach kesheroitzen lasos tshuva, however, when a person wants to do tshuva, oz tzrichen lahamshich hanekuda hatachtoino al yidei dmimush sika. Then we need to draw upon ourselves the light of that bottom part of the Aleph, not by speaking, but by being silent. Ki oz hi miskasis lemala. Because on Rosh Chodesh, and in the beginning of tshuva, then the moon is hiding, is being covered up above. Bibchinas, its light leaves the moon and goes back up. Bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, kad ihi kveda b'choivin. When the moon, when the Shekhinah, when the Jewish nation becomes heavy with sins, he is kasias. She covers herself up. She hides in shame, in a sense. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the Gemara means when it says, ezehu chodesh shehalavona miskasis boi. When is a time that the moon is covered up, is hidden? That refers to Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh. Ki hadibur b'chinas nekuda tachtoina oilo v'niskase v'nisalem banekudu elyoina. Because what happens is, when the nekuda tachtoina is not perfected, when it's lacking, when it's defective, what happens is that its light goes up and becomes hidden inside the nekudo helyoina. Shehi b'china shtika. That nekudo helyoina, that upper part of the Aleph, represented silence. That keser, which we said is a place where you can't speak, it's so high a level of light that we can't talk about it. V'zeh b'chinas, this is a concept that's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah many times, that when the Malchus is in danger, is in jeopardy, or is in a state of pigam, its light leaves from that lower floor, and it goes up to be under the protection of Bina, or Keser, or some of the upper spheroids, until whatever needs to be repaired down below gets repaired, and then the light can return. V'zeh b'chinas zikoroin echod oyle lekan ulekan. And this will explain why we're told that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. We just say Yoim HaZikoroim, and that automatically includes both. Ki halavona shibechinas Rosh Chodesh nichlal b'Rosh Hashanah. Because the moon, which is associated with Rosh Chodesh, is included in Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of the year. Shehu bechinas chama, which is the sun. Just like when a couple get married. Originally, his name is Berkowitz and her name is Friedman. When they get married, she loses the name Friedman. She becomes Mrs. Berkowitz. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the wording Ba'asar de'iz dechar nukvo lo yitkar tamon. Where there's the male, the female is not mentioned. She's automatically included in the male. But here we're talking about when there's a state of pigam. When there's a state of pigam, chas v'sholem, then the light of the nekuda tachtoina goes up and is hidden within the nekuda elyoina. Validei ha-tshuva, and through the process of tshuva, shemaschilen b'Rosh Hashanah, which begins on Rosh Hashanah, b'b'chinas doim l'Hashem, through our silence, like we mentioned in the previous year, we're not saying vidui on Rosh Hashanah like we do on Yom Kippur, we're not speaking words, it's only the sound of the shofar, it's only koil without dibur, shezeh b'chinas shofar, ayidei zeh mamshichen hanekuda tachtoina. Through this, we draw upon ourselves the nekuda tachtoina, that bottom part of the Aleph. Ki kisha nekuda tachtoina b'chinas levona nichleles v'niskases lamala. Because when that lower nekuda, which represents the moon, when it becomes part of and becomes hidden upstairs, above, in the nekuda alyoina, azai eino nikeres klal, then it is unrecognizable. We don't see it at all. V'oz loynika tmunas aleph, and then you no longer have the full letter aleph. The bottom part of the aleph is missing. V'alidei shanu mekayim b'chinas doim l'Hashem, and therefore by us fulfilling our mitzvah of being silent for Hashem, not saying confession on Rosh Hashanah, and feeling ashamed and embarrassed of our sins, that draws upon us and shines upon us the light from that lower part of the Aleph. And through the sound of the shofar, we said at the time that the Baal Tokei is blowing the shofar, his face turns red, colors, the Klolius Hagavnin, which represents the sky, Bechinas Rokia, Klolius Hagavnin. The sky is multicolored. Ki hakoil kolul me'esh mayim ruach. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that koil, sound, is a combination of fire, water, and air. There's a pasuk, Cham libi bekirbi, behagigi tivareish, dibarti b'lishoini. My heart is warm, is hot inside of me. When I think about it, a fire gets turned on, and I speak it out with my tongue. So we see the need for fire in speech. We know that when a person is cold, emotionally cold, they can't talk. Their mouth is sealed. So there's a need, there's a presence of fire in speech. There's a presence of water. If a person's not lubricated, they can't talk. Sometimes a person says, I need a drink, my throat is dry. And in addition, ruach, the breath that comes out when the person is speaking. So koil is a combination of eish mayim and ruach. V'hu b'chinas vav shebetoich aleph. And the koil is represented by that middle part of the aleph, that diagonal vav. Ki hakoil hu b'chinas vav. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that koil is associated with the letter vav, b'chinas Yaakov. Bechinas HaKoil Koil Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is represented by the letter Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is Avraham, the Hey is Yitzchak, the Vav is Yaakov, and the last Hey is either Dovid HaMelech or sometimes Rachel Imenu. So the Vav represents Yaakov, who is Koil, HaKoil Koil Yaakov. V'anekuda El Yoyna, and the upper part of Yalev, Zebechinas Roish Hashanah. That's Roish, that's the top. That represents the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Bechinas Chama, which is the sun, the beginning of the year, the solar. Veze Bechinas HaShofar Biatzmoy. And then we have the Shofar itself, Ki HaShofar Hu Bechinas Bina. We saw before that the Shofar was a tool for tshuva, and tshuva is associated with Bina. Ulevavo Yovin Vishov. Bechinas tshuva, bechinas ekye, shehi bechinas nekudu el yoyna. That's also part of that upper part of the aleph. Both the sun and bina and tshuva and ekye are all part of that upper part of the aleph. Vazai nase odom losheve salakise. So therefore, when we are blowing the shofar, which includes all of these concepts we just spoke about, the shame and embarrassment, the doim, the reddening of the face, the upper part, all of these different parts, we generate that aleph, and we turn the dam into doim. V'oz yoytze mishpoteinu milifnei hamelech hayoyshev al hakiseis barashmoyim. And then our judgment can come forth from the king who is sitting on his throne, Hashem himself, who kaviyochel is referred to as that Odom hayoyshev al hakisei. Ki onu nechlolin bo yisporach. Because by us filling out this word Adam completely, we become part of the Adam Ho'elyoin. Umizdamnen Eilav, we're emulating Hashem Yisborach. Ki nistakin al yodeinu kaviyochel, bechinas Adam losheves salakisei. Because through our actions, we are repairing and establishing this Adam who sits on the throne. V'alkein hashofar mekabetz kol anidochem v'nevodim. This will explain why the shofar is so significant, that's the tool that's going to gather in all those that are lost and distant spiritually. K'may shekosav, as it says, v'hoya bayom ha'hu yitoka b'shofar gadol. On that day, when that day will come, when Mashiach will come, they're going to blow the great shofar. Uvo ha'ovdim v'hanidochim. And those who are lost, those who have feel rejected and dejected, are all going to come and join us. Ki hanekuda tachtoina anal hanasai de'admim v'ashtika. Because that lower part of the aleph, which is generated through the silence, ze b'chinas v'atzia sho'oil hineko. That corresponds to the pasuk we quoted earlier, which says that even when I find myself in Sheol, in the lowest, lowest place, Hinecho, you're there, Hashem. I can connect to you, Hashem, even from there. Shehi b'chinas chirik desog, kamu v'sham b'maymar. This corresponds to the chiriks under the Shem Sog, which Rabbein Nazar speaks about over there in Likutei Maran. It's too long to go into the full detail of this right now. Just touch on it. For further information, see chapter 6 in Likutei Maran. There, Rabbein Nazar expounds on the kavonas of the Arizal for Elul, and the Arizal mentions two names of Hashem, the name Ekye and the name Yudke Vavke, that we're supposed to think about during the month of Elul a certain way, where the name Ekye is written out in a certain format, spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey spelled Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, and the Hey Hey Yud, so it adds up to 161, Kuf Samach Aleph. And the Yud Kei Vav Kei is spelled in the format of Sog, the Shem Sog. Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Vav, He Yud, which adds up to 63. And the Arizal says there that the name Ekye has to have segels under it, whereas the name Yud Kei Vav Kei has to have chiriks under each letter. And Rabbein Nazar over there goes into a spectacular explanation to show what this refers to. But in any case, the Ekya represented the upper part of the Aleph, the Chirik of the Sog represented the lower part of the Aleph. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki be'emes yesh b'nei otom sherechoykim ma'oid ma'oid me'ashem yisporach betachles harichuk. The truth is, there are people who are very, very distant from Hashem, just about as far as they could possibly be. Umunachin b'sheol tachtias mamish. And these people are in the lowest, lowest level possible. Sheol tachtias is referred to as -7, the seventh floor down in Gehenim, chas v'shalom, spiritually. U'kishemisoyerim v'roisim lasis tshuva. And when these people wake up and they decide that they want to repent, ein lohem shum eitza v'tachbula. They have no idea whatsoever how to go about it. Utzrichim rak lekayim b'chinas doim l'Hashem. Therefore, what they need to do to start this process is to be quiet, to be silent for Hashem. Utzrichim litzoik me'oimek halev l'Hashem yisborach. And they have to cry out from the depths of their heart to Hashem b'chinas koil shofar, like the sound of the shofar. They don't know what to say at that point in time. They don't know what to say. Don't say anything. Just cry. Tzakas halev. Vayidei b'chinazu. And through this, b'chinaz doim l'Hashem, by being silent for Hashem. Shehu b'chinaz shofar, like the shofar. The shofar, again, the silence means no dibur. Alidei ze yecholen lehiskarev velachzor l'Hashem yizborach afilu harechoy kemoim. Through this, even those people who are very, very far can return and come close to Hashem. V'afal pi shem rechoikim kol kach at she'en yecholim ledaber shum dibur hogen lefnei Hashem yisborach. Even though these people are so far from Hashem that they have no idea what to say. They can't even say one sentence to Hashem. They don't know anything at all about how to speak to Hashem. Afal pikein he mechuyovim livli leyai shatzman chas v'shalom chas v'shalom. Despite that, they are obligated not to give up on themselves. Chas v'shalom chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal repeats it, but rather rak letzapois letshuas Hashem. But rather to yearn for Hashem's salvation. Bebechinas, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, toiv v'yochil v'dumam letshuas Hashem. It's good for a person to yearn and be silent in waiting for Hashem's salvation. Bibchinas, as it says in Eicha, Yeshev Bodod Veyidoim. He will sit alone in silence. Ki notal olov, because he received what he received. Ki al yedei hadmimo v'hashesika, because through this act of being silent, a respectful silence, acknowledging that I am in such a low place, I am so far that I don't have an idea of what needs to be said. Zoiche lekabel minekudo helyoina. Through this, that person creates an opening for them to receive light from that upper nekuda, shemeira benakuda tachtoina, which shines into the lower nekuda. Vezeh bechinas ki notal olav, because he received olav from above him. And therefore, through the shofar, which symbolizes this silence, this lack of speech, it shows that we recognize that now I'm in a state that I can't speak whatsoever. But rather, I'm crying out to Hashem from the depths of my heart. And there's a pasuk, Tzoak Libo Mel Hashem. Rabbi Nazal speaks about this also in another Torah, in the Torah Tiku Emuna, one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs that Rabbi Nazal said shortly before, not long before he passed away, where there also he speaks about when a person falls from Emuna and Hashem, at that point in time, they need this Tzakas Halev, he calls it specifically. Al Yidei Zeh Niskayem Va'atziya Sho'oil Hineka. Through this becomes fulfilled that even when I'm lying in Sheol, you're there, Hashem. I connect to you. The person can find Hashem even from that incredible low place. And from there can come close to Hashem all those who are rejected and distant and lost. Any questions, please?
Is it talking about actually a person who's at this level and connects to the shofar on a conscious level? He has kavana, or it's referring to that general spiritual adam that's fallen?
I believe what you're asking is, will this only take place if a person has kavana like this, or does it happen automatically? Is that the question?
Correct.
This is a very important question that I heard my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha mention this many times when he spoke about the Pnimius HaTorah, the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal, and the insights that they give us about Yiddishkeit, about Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah. And he always stressed that the more a person knows about this, and if a person is conscious of it, it's definitely a benefit, an advantage. But even if not, as long as a person believes that when they're hearing the sound of the shofar, I believe that there's all kinds of incredible things going on that I don't even know about and that many people don't even know about, then those things do definitely happen automatically. By us fulfilling the laws, the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, following all the halachas as best as we can, these things are taking place, whether we realize it or not. Again, the more a person learns and knows more about it, they're playing a more active role in making it happen.
Because at the end of the day, we're all bechinas kol Yisrael reivim zeh lazeh. So if one person is having kavana, l'chora, that should uplift everybody.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Does this happen on a daily basis as well? Is there an aspect of this happening?
Yes. We say in Shmon Esrei every day, Tka b'shoifor gadol l'cheruseinu v'sones. Definitely, whenever there is this Tzaka Salev, but obviously Rosh Hashanah, because timing, time and place play major roles in to what degree something takes place. And because Rosh Hashanah is the day when the sun and the moon are coming together, and it's a time when more Jews are gathering together usually than any other time of the year, that's what takes it to a completely different level. Paragraph Hey. V'zeh b'chinas t'kiyah b'roish u'tkiyah b'soif u'shvorim trua b'emtza. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why when we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the order is always there's a t'kiyah in front, a t'kiyah in back, and then you have the middle, which is either just shvorim or just trua or combination of shvorim trua. Ki t'kiyah hu b'chinas shtika. Because the sound of the shofar t'kiyah also represents silence, specifically heder adibur, lack of speech. As Rabbein Azal says in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, there Rabbein Azal quotes a pasuk where the pasuk says, Tokato lazor kapecha, you put out your hand to a stranger, Noikashto bidvarecha, and you stumbled in your words. This is referring chas v'shalom to people going off the path, turning to idol worship or something like that, reaching out to a stranger, to the wrong place, and it says your words got messed up, your dibur got messed up. So note the word was tokato, tkia. Rabbeinu Zalveir in Torah Samach says, therefore tkia represents heder adibur, lack of speech. V'zeh tkia baroish u'tkia basoif. And based on what we're learning here, you could understand beautifully why there's a tkia in the beginning and a tkia at the end. Ki tkia rishoyna zeh b'chinas hanekuda tachtoyna. That first tkia represents when I'm down, when I'm far from Hashem, where I'm at the nekuda tachtoina, where I don't even know what to say. I'm not capable of speaking. Shenasis al yedei admima vashtika kanal, which we activate through our silence. Silence coming from a place of embarrassment and shame. Tkio hachroina, whereas the tkia at the end, ze bechinas nekudo helyoina, that corresponds to the upper part of the aleph. The keser, shehigam kein b'chinas shtika, that's also a silence. B'chinas siog lachochma shtika, the fence around chochma, which is a crown. A crown is like a fence around the head. Siog lachochma is shtika, is silence. When a person goes that high to the place of the keser, there you have to be quiet. B'chinas, as it says, b'mufla mimcho al tidroish, do not speak about that which is above you, Pele. Pele is Aleph Lamed Pei, which is the Keser. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran. Ushvorim Trua, ze bechinas habusha v'halev nishbor. And the sounds in the middle, the Shvorim and the Trua, they correspond to the shame and embarrassment and the broken heart that the person feels during the tshuva process. As the Gemara says, Bechinas genuche gonach yeluli yolil, the different types of crying, a slow crying and a staccato crying, dahainu habusha, shemeganchin umeyalalin machmas habusha al goydal pshov. This is the crying and the sobbing that a person's doing, having realized the incredible damage that I caused as a result of my major sins. Vezois habusha hi ikir bechinas koil shofar. And that shame and embarrassment is really what the sound of the shofar is all about, shekolu migavnin sagiin, which is a combination of multicolors. We said before, the koil is esh and mayim and ruach, it's many things coming together. Ubishvil zeh nikra shofar, and this is another reason why shofar is called shofar, miloshen shofar. Shofar means beauty. The pasuk says about Hanoisein Imre Shofer, who gives forth words of beauty. Loshen Hisparus, a term that refers pride and beauty. Klolius Hagavnin. Tiferes is always a combination of multicolors. Chesed and Gvura. Kialidei Habusha, because it's through this shame and embarrassment, Shemishtane Ponov Lekama Gavnin, whereby the person's face changes colors. Zoiche lehisparus. Through this, the person is zoiche to beauty. Klolius hagavnen, which is also a multicolored. Vezeh bechinas havov shebetoich aleph kanal. And that's that vov, that middle part of the aleph, which is like the shamayim, which again is multicolored. Vazai nishlam tmunas aleph. And through this, we complete the letter aleph. Venase Odom Losheva Salakise, and we prepare the Odom Kaviochel to sit on the throne. Venase Yichud Ben Chamalavona, this brings about the union between the sun and the moon. Sheze Iker Hatikun Shel Kol Hachatoim. This is the main solution and repair of all sins. Venismalois Kol Hapigimois, and all deficiencies, all lackings are filled in. Sheze Iker Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. That's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about.
Rav Nosson, mm-hmm. If relevant, could we sort of have, if possible, an executive summary of this, the actual chet of the Levana? Was it a chet? Was it an Eitza? And how, if this is the bottom line, with all the tikkunim to fix this relationship up, could
Could I perhaps understand a drop more that's relevant?
The answer is yes. I'll try to. And again, to give you more hope, this topic of the sun and moon is mentioned maybe in 20 places in Likutei Halachos. And in each place, Rav Nosson Salz sheds more light on it, explains it from different perspectives and different examples, different ways. But basically, there's the sun and the moon, which represent Hashem and the Jewish and the Shekhinah, or Hashem and the Jewish nation. The fact that the moon came with a complaint, the term complaint, and thought that it wasn't possible and it wasn't proper for the sun and moon to be equal, that's registered as a pigam. And the result was that Hashem said to the moon, shrink. As a result of that complaint, you become smaller. Then the Gemara, this is mentioned in the Gemara in Chulin. Then the moon said, but why? I asked the legitimate, isn't it true that you can't have two people sharing the same crown? You can't have two people sitting on the throne at the same time? Hashem said, well, true. And you know what? To compensate you, we're going to give you the stars. And then the moon said, but still. And the Gemara gives a whole back and forth. And in conclusion, Hashem ends up saying, you're right. You're right. And you know what? To show my apology to you, the Jews are going to bring a special korban on your birthday, on Rosh Chodesh, on my behalf, as a kapara for me, as Seir Izim Echot Lechatos Lashem, it says in the Rosh Chodesh prayer. This is how it's presented in the Gemara. Just about every one of the holy Mefarshim has their take on this and explains, what does this really mean? How do we bring this down to a practical level? Bashkocha, I'm learning Likutei Halachos with another friend from America, and we're learning Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Dalet. And there, the Rav Nosson Salz goes into, I'm sorry, Halacha Hey. There, Rav Nosson Salz goes into this same topic, and he says that the sun and the moon represent Torah and Tefillah. And again, Torah is more popular in the Jewish nation than Tefillah is. Torah is intellect, it's an intellectual thing. More people are into Torah or enjoy Torah than Tefillah. Tefillah, many people, including very religious people, find it difficult, struggle, they try to get it over with, all kinds of attitudes towards Tefillah. And Rav Nosson Salz explains it, it's because sometimes, because there are what's called bad Tefillahs, and then there's tefillos that are subservient to Torah, and then there are tefillos that are equal to and superior to Torah. And he goes into a whole beautiful explanation of that, which is also related to Rosh Hashanah. It's too long to go into right now. But in any case, again, the sun and the moon are symbolic of certain things. And the Jewish nation is compared to the moon. And this complaint, the fact that there was a complaint to Hashem, represents a mistake in a sense, a pigam, which requires repair. And in the Sifrei Kabbalah, we're told that everything, all of our mitzvahs, the focus is lahashlim pigima salavona, to repair this defect, this deficiency in the moon, in the Shekhinah, in Klal Yisrael. Those terms are interchangeable.
Rebbe, do you think this relates to the Nachash trying to convince Adam that he could be like Hashem? In other words, the Jewish people are the moon and Hashem is the Shemesh, and therefore it's the same type of thing where the Pagam was, where Adam HaRishon is saying, you know, where the Nachash is explained to Adam HaRishon, you could be like Hashem, you could be like the sun. What's amazing is that after Moshe Rabbeinu left this earth, it was Yeshua, which represented the moon, that continued to be the mounting of Klal Yisrael. How do you think this whole thing relates to what you're saying?
The answer is that everything we do, this is a theme throughout the whole Torah, especially Chassidus, is all about tikkun hamalchus. It's all about the repair of the malchus. And the main pigam in the malchus is ano emloich, when a person wants to lead, when we want to be the melech. It's called avi melech. Rabbi Nizal refers to it in a place in the Quran. Avi means to want, melech. I want to be melech. We know that on one hand, Hashem is melech. Hashem molech geus lovesh. And any person who tries to look for personal kavod is interfering with Hashem. Now, on the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is the one who made the statement to Masechta Shabbos, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. every Jew is royalty. We are royalty. And the Gemara does say, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings? The rabbis. So on one hand, Yiddishkeit is all about kavod, kibud avoim, kvod rabbi, kavod haTorah, and self-respect. But it's got to be within the context that compared to Hashem, I am nothing. When I'm standing before Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'nachnu mo, we are nothing. And the more that a person realizes that, now a person would say, but one second, it's a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. Because just like by Hashem, it says, b'mokim shatamoitze gidulosoi, shoma tamoitze an v'sanusoi, where we find Hashem's greatness, that's where we find Hashem's humility. We are supposed to emulate Hashem. That the more a person knows, the more a person climbs up the ladder, the more we realize how small we are compared to Hashem, compared to Ein Sof, infinite. So that's related to the first part of what you said. The second part about Moshe and Yeshua, in that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes that the Shleimus is the combination of the rabbi and the student. When Moshe Rabbeinu is about to leave the world, and Hashem says to Yehoshua, Chazak, 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 it's brought that the words Chazak, Chazak, Chazak are Bigematria Moshe, exactly, to show that everything Yehoshua has is coming from his rabbi. When the moon realizes that everything it has, that it is nothing on its own, everything it has, it's receiving from the sun. When Klal Yisrael, who are B'nai Malachim, who are kings, when we realize that everything we have is only because of Hashem, and therefore we respect Hashem, we love Hashem, we serve Hashem, that's when our kingdom is a true kingdom. And again, this is the underlying theme in the entire Torah, in the entire Chassidus, and especially in all the Breslov Sforim. This is every page is related to this. The more we learn these Sforim, this will become clearer and clearer. You're going to see thousands of variations of this, but it's all pretty much focusing on this concept. Okay, let's do the next paragraph, Vav. Today is Yom Shishi, we'll do paragraph Vav. Vezeh b'chinas shekoiflim hatekiyos kama pomim b'yeshiva uvamida. Now you'll understand also why we repeat the sounds of the shofar again and again, multiple times, and both there's the tekiyas de meyushav and the tekiyas de mumad. There's the tekiyas before Shmon Esrei, and there's the ones during Shmon Esrei. Ze bechinas tshuva al tshuva. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal writes about over there in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran about doing tshuva and then doing a tshuva on our tshuva. And this is why the Gemara refers to it as the tekiyas of standing up and the tekiyas of sitting down. Because sitting corresponds to this world, the physical world. Standing up represents the world to come, kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. And this is the concept of the two types of tekiyas, which correspond to two types of tshuva that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Ki tshuva harishayna hu b'chinas kovoid ba'olam hazeh, u tshuva shniya hu b'chinas kovoid ba'olam haba. There in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a tshuva of this world and a tshuva of the future world. And Rabbeinu Zal bases it on a statement in the Gemara. Hazoveach es Yitzroi, a person who slaughters his Yetzer Hara. That's tshuva number one. Umisvade olav, and he confesses for that. He confesses for his first tshuva. As a result of his first tshuva, that bumps him up to a much higher level. And now on this higher level, he looks back at his perception of Hashem that he had previously, and he sees, wow, I really underrated Hashem. And he wants to do a tshuva on his tshuva. That's called tshuva of Olam Ha'am. Ke'ilu kibdoi la'kadosh baruch hu b'shnei olamos. The Gemara says it's as if that person showed respect to Hashem in both worlds, in two worlds. Because the future world is called Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos. It's a day which is wall-to-wall Shabbos. And Shabbos means tshuva. Because in Olam Haba, those that live the proper life are not going to stay in one place. They're going to be going higher and higher all the time. And each time the person gets to a higher level, they're doing tshuva for the previous level. They're looking back and saying, wow, how silly I was yesterday or before when I thought Hashem was 100 and today I realize he's 200 and tomorrow I realize he's 1,000 and as I'm going higher and higher. V'al kein toikim b'yeshivo b'amida. This is why we blow shofar before Shmon Esrei and after. We stand, our custom is to stand for all of these. But it's called Tkiyas de Meyushav, which is not part of Shmon Esrei, and the Tkiyas that are, Lirma is to hint to these two types of tshuva. Tshuva shel Olam Hazeh, u tshuva al tshuva. And that second tshuva, Zeh Bechinas tshuva shel Olam Haba, that represents a tshuva of the future world, Shehu Yoim Shekulay Shabbos. Kulay tshuva. The future world is defined as a place which will be only Shabbos, only tshuva, meaning only going to higher and higher levels, and thereby each time feeling a repentance for the previous level that I was on. Not for sins that I committed, I'm not doing sins anymore. I'm just feeling ashamed of how I perceived Hashem yesterday or before. Even though, remember, in the next world there's no concept of time. So it's not a matter of yesterday, but it's a concept of going higher and higher, and each time feeling remorse about where I was at before. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran chapter 6, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. V'al kein toikim kama pamim, and this is why we're blowing so many times along the shofar again and again. We're repeating the sets of the shofar. L'hoirois. Shetzrichen lasas tshuva kama v'kama pamim. The tshuva is not a one-step procedure. A person doesn't first become a bal tshuva and then he becomes an FB, you know, an FFB. Then he becomes a frum person and he forgets about tshuva. That was years ago. Chas v'sholem. Kitzrichen lasas tshuva al tshuva kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the most religious people are doing tshuva constantly for what was before. They're constantly improving, constantly going higher, constantly achieving new levels of understanding of Hashem, and always feeling a feeling of remorse for what was before. And that's propelling them higher and higher, to keep continually going higher. With this, we concluded the discussion about Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to move on to the topic of Sukkah.
Rav Nosson.
Yes.
Maybe this is why what provides us light at night in the darkness is the moon. In other words, the only light you will have in the darkness, the Munascha Balelos, is the recognition that the light's coming from the moon, which means that you understand that without the sun there is no light. But in the time of darkness, it's the moon, it's the recognition of who you are compared to the sun that will give you light.
Definitely. That issue is discussed again multiple times throughout Likut Maran, and especially throughout Likut Halachos, that the nighttime means Yerida, the nighttime means we're in Golus, when we must connect to the moon. Just like when the Tzaddik passes away, when Moshe Rabbeinu left, when he went up to heaven, and the Jews thought he was supposed to come down at a certain time, when they saw he didn't come down, the Erev Rav instigated a golden calf. What should they have done? When the Rebbe is not here, when the sun is absent, what do? You connect to the moon. Had they gone to Yehoshua, Yehoshua was sitting at the foot of the mountain, waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to come back. Had they gone to him, none of that would have happened. Even though there was an Aharon HaKoyen, still Yehoshua was the man. Yehoshua was the Levana, and Yehoshua, we saw, was not involved in the Egel HaZohav. And this is a theme that's repeated many times throughout Likutei Halachos. We're going to see a tremendous amount of clarification on this.
Wow. Thank you. Sure. Never heard that. That's unbelievable.
Sure.
Thank you.
Any other questions, please?
The idea of the Tekiyos and the Shvarim and Trua, it's like going back and forth from Doimim to Anocha and feeling remorse and Charata. and that's supposed to be Malos Begimus Alavana for his, so to speak, inappropriate Malchus. And again, the Alachas mention also the Chet of Adam Rishon. And again, I just forgot the kind of the Cheshbon. Is it parallel, or is it still, are they still kind of two separate?
It's parallel, because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that all of us, all of our souls, were in Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was a composite of all of mankind. And just about all of our souls participated in that Pegam of the Eitz Hadas. So it's not about him and us. We were there. We were included. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that there were only very, very few neshamos that when they saw the sin coming, they jumped out. That's an incredible deep concept. And those neshamos did not. Rabbi Nazal mentioned something, I believe, where he hinted to, or he actually said, that he was zeicha to be one of those who escaped before the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, in a sense. And those neshamos are in a unique category. But as far as the rest of us, as far as we know, we were involved. Just like all of us were present at Har Sinai when Hashem gave the Torah, so too all of us were included in Adam HaRishon at the time of the Pigam of the Eitz Hadas.
And then in the Levana, we had shaychus to the Chet of Levana too?
Sure, because again, the Levana symbolizes Klal Yisrael. The Jews are compared to the moon. The ups and downs of the moon represent the ups and downs of Klal Yisrael. The Malchus of Dovid HaMelech, the Medrash says, that the kingdom of the Jewish people starts from Avraham Avinu. If you count generations from Avraham to David, David HaMelech is number 14 on the list. And David is bigimatria 14. His son Shlomo HaMelech is number 15, which corresponds to the 15th of the month, when the moon, full moon. And that's why at that time the Malchus was at the peak, at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when the Chachma and the Malchus came together, and it says, Molach al Elyoinim v'tachtoinim. And from that point, we see a decline. When it comes to the son of Shlomo HaMelech, Rechavam, he makes mistakes, there's a split in the kingdom, and from there, there's pretty much a steady decline, for the most part, until we get to Tzidkio HaMelech, who I believe is number 29 on the list, and then he's captured by Nebuchadnezzar, and he's blinded. Which means, again, the light of the Malchus was extinguished, chas v'shalom, just almost, just about.
What does that mean when it talks about chodesh, meaning chodesh, and it's a new moon, and if Klal Yisrael is a moon, does that mean that there's a reason it's called chodesh, was supposed to start from new?
Oh, that's one of the most important concepts in Yiddishkeit and in Breslov, his chachus. Rabbi Nachman made a statement, Alt Tormen et Zayin, we're not allowed to be old. In Judaism, there's no such thing as old. Young, fresh, new. The Pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim, rabba emunasecha. New every morning, that's the expansion of emuna. Hamachzer neshomos, every morning we're created anew. And Rabbi Nachman said about, he spoke about this at length, that a Jew is supposed to renew, we're supposed to renew ourselves during the day, even the minute during the day when I realize that I'm not where I want to be, I'm starting over. Brand new, hischachus. That's one of the most important etzos in Breslov and in Yiddishkeit. New.
And is that why Avera is Avar? It's in the past? It's something you've done in the past?
Possible. It's brought that the word Chodesh or Chodosh, Ches Dalet Shin, is Bigimatria 312, which is 12 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has 12 formations. When you write out these four letters, where two of them are identical, the Hey twice, you can form 12 different combinations, which correspond to the 12 months of the year, the 12 Chadoshim. And again, they're called Chodesh Miloshen Chodosh. Yiddishkeit is all about renewal, starting fresh.
Great, thank you so much. Wow.
A wonderful Shabbos. All of us should be zeicha to chadesh yomeinu kekedem. The whole concept of tshuva is his chachus. We should be zeicha to continue learning together, and Hashem should have nachas from our Torah and tefillah. It should bring about the gula shlema, bimhera.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Shabbos. Amen. Thank you very much.
All the best. All the best. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, Rav Nossi.